This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen, sitting in for Bob Allen. Just ahead, we'll hear from a 20-year-old entrepreneur in Cadillac who's working hard to make a go of the business of news in the tough economy. But first, officials in Emmett County will soon be asked to decide whether or not to allow a Petoskey area man to build a commercial wind turbine on his property. There are commercial wind turbines feeding the electric grid in both Mackinac and Grand Traverse, and now Ken Harrington says it's time to see wind generated in Emmett. He's proposing a 1.5 megawatt generator. On the best of days, he says, that could generate enough power to feed 5% of the city of Petoskey. The process of winning local approval should reveal just how controversial, or not, his plan might be. I spoke with Ken Harrington today. He says this tower would hopefully be just one of many to come.
If things go as planned, I can get one started this summer. And if not, plan B would be next summer for the first one. And the whole idea is to get one up and running and into the grid, get the community used to the idea and the concept and the looks. And simultaneously, I'm working on a project to have 10 units installed in Emmett County.
Where are you getting the capital for this? Each commercial wind tower is, six figures, I'm sure.
That's about $2.5 million for one unit, and it's probably a little bit more to do just one. But there's money all over the place. Just starting in the wind energy field with the study towers and whatnot, you'd be surprised the private investors that come at you. And when I was at the World Wind Fair as well, the money is there because of the tax incentives and the double depreciation they offer, and it's very enticing for investors.
As long as you can get past zoning.
Zoning is an issue. We have all the zoning requirements fulfilled at this time, and we're optimistic that it will go through. So we'll find out May 27th and June 4th.
Now, why is this so important to you? Why are you pushing this?
Well, I just have a real passion for renewable energy. The oil companies are kind of a thorn in my side, and I don't like being controlled by the high gas prices. When the gas prices really escalated, it was really a driving force for me. And we have the technology. Wind turbines have been in operation, for well over 20 years in the eastern countries. So we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just taking a proven product and planting it here. I just hope the community is receptive to the idea, and over and above just getting one and installing it and, obtaining the financing and being a part owner of it myself, there's opportunities for, like, the proposed 10 units that would go in could be owned by people from the community. For instance, we can create co-ops, and 10 people can own one, or 100 people can own 10, or 10 people can own 10. It's just a matter of interested investors. And we can own basically our own power plant. How many of these people in this area are going to own part of a nuclear or a coal-fired power plant? So there are more windows of opportunity than just grasping the wind for energy. So it's just a wonderful idea.
And you're satisfied that there's enough wind on your property to make a go of it?
I'm satisfied from the wind study that we gathered. We have the one-year wind study in hand, and I'm satisfied that anywhere in Emmett County it's a viable project.
Thanks so much, Ken.
Okay, Linda. Thank you.
Ken Harrington is proposing a 1.5 megawatt wind turbine on his Emmett County property near the city of Petoskey. He's also competing for the office of tribal chair in the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians, running against current chair Frank Adewagishek.